cheesy garlic bread, kettle cooked wasabi ginger, southern biscuit and gravy. Those are all million-dollar ideas from the previous Do Us a Flavor contest. Lay's is back again, and we have with us Director of Marketing of Frito-Lay, Sarah Guzman. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. So where are we now? What are the finalist flavors? Can you reveal that to us today?
I can. Are you ready? There are three.
I'm ready to write this down. Ready to go.
Okay. The first one is Lay's Crispy Taco. The next one is Lay's Wavy Fried Green Tomato. And the third is Lay's Kettle Cooked Everything Bagel with Cream Cheese.
Everything Bagel. What kind of, is that like, you know, raisin, cinnamon, all that kind of stuff? Or
Well, an Everything Bagel, this one, what you got a great cream cheese flavor and a little bit of onion and garlic, all of the seasoning that you typically get from an Everything Bagel. So all three of these really deliver on the flavor of the dish that inspired them.
They also seem very diverse. You got the taco, the fried green tomato, the bagel. So where do these ideas come from, these three ideas?
Well, these ideas came from consumers. Everything Bagel with Cream Cheese was an idea submitted by Lindsay Hoffman from Palm City, Florida. The fried green tomato flavor came from Gregory Pope in Charlotte, North Carolina. And the crispy taco came from Ellen Sarum of San Antonio, Texas. So all of these ideas are submitted by our consumers. They submitted their ideas, the ingredients that would be part of them, as well as a little bit of story and background on where this flavor idea came from and what makes it special to them.
So what was it about these three that really put them at the top of your list?
Well, this year we did something a little bit special with the Do Us a Flavor contest. We really did emphasize wanting to know more about the backstory and the inspiration. And for the first time ever, we invited consumers to submit both words, photos, and videos so that we could really understand what that inspiration was. So that was a big factor in ultimately helping us choose those three finalists.
All right, so you said the first one was a crispy taco. Sell it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
All right, so if you think about a crispy taco, one of the things that's amazing about this is that you can actually taste lettuce. You can taste the tomato, you can taste the ground beef, and you can taste the crispy taco. All of those flavors come through when you try the chip. So the reaction we get is, oh my gosh, it tastes just like a crispy taco.
The key, though, with a taco a lot of time is the corn part of it, is the taco part. But obviously, you're kind of going with the potato, the chip. So there's a conflict going on in my taste buds here, I think.
I'll let you try it. But what's amazing about a potato chip is that it's a really great canvas for delivering flavor. So all of those flavors actually do come through on a Lay's potato chip.
All right. Now tell us the one that came out of North Carolina. This is the wavy fried green tomato. Did I get that right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. So fried green tomato has a lot of great flavor notes. You can actually taste the fried coating, which has that unique, really appetizing taste. You can taste the fried green tomato, a little bit of a fresh tomato note that comes through. And then this one has a remoulade sauce on it. So there's a little bit of a spicy kick to it. Not real spicy, but just an extra of a kick that it really takes you to eating fried green tomatoes.
Okay. And then you told us the one about the bagel with sort of that the onion, garlic, and flavors.
And cream cheese.
Right. So they come up with this idea. Do they come up, then you say sort of the ingredients, then it's up to the guys and the gals at Frito-Lay to put this together?
That's right. We have an incredible culinary team, and what they do is they actually create the real dishes according to the ingredients that the consumers told us would be part of their dish. We pick what we call a gold standard dish, and then we design the chip flavor to match that dish.
And then, of course, you have to design a bag, too, right? That's what really sells it a lot of times when it's on the shelf there against everything else.
That's right. The packaging will look unique, and you'll be able to spot it when you go and look for Lay's potato chips. So you'll see these limited time only flavors there from July 30th through October. And we're giving consumers a chance to vote as many as one time per day on each of a variety of different platforms. The easiest way to vote is on Lay's.com.
And of course, the winner gets what then?
The winner gets $1 million. So that decision is up to America and their vote.
Well, where was I when this was starting to go on? I got to come up with my idea for the next time. But of course, as we mentioned before, cheesy garlic bread was the first one back in July of 2012. Kettle cooked wasabi ginger, southern biscuit and gravy. So who knows what the new flavors out there? But you say crispy taco, the wavy fried green tomatoes, And what's the third one again? What's the full title for the...
Everything Bagel with Cream Cheese is that third one.
Bagel with Cream Cheese. So I can have my... Wow, I could have my potato chips for breakfast now, I think. This is a good, good way to expand my use of the breakfast. It's a great idea. It's a fun idea for people to come up with some great ideas. Now, you mentioned, though, that they had to have some stories. Any good stories that went with these particular ideas that really caught your attention?
Well, we've heard great stories across all of them, and actually our finalists will be telling their own story here over the coming week, so stay tuned to hear more from them. But each of their flavors came from a really special place for them, whether it was a tradition with a family member, whether it's a recipe from someone that's close to them. They all have unique stories that you'll be hearing from directly from them over the next coming weeks as they ask for America to vote for their flavor.
So again, where do we go to vote, and how do we find out more about some of these creative people that came up with these great ideas?
You want to go to vote at Lays.com, LAYS.com, or you can vote within Twitter or Instagram or within the Snapchat platform, all using the hashtags associated with these flavors. So the easiest thing to do is go to Lays.com to learn more.
And the first thing to do is go to the store and buy them, right? Because we want to taste
them. That's right.
It's the best place to do it.
We want you to have an informed vote. Yeah. Try them all and pick your favorite.
Very good. Very good. Sarah Guzman, Senior Director of Marketing, Frito-Lay. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Bye-bye.